It's barely a month to go before Alabama voters pick their next governor. Future historians may look back on the race between Democrat Walt Maddox and Republican Kay Ivey in certain ways. It may focus on Maddox's work to help Tuscaloosa recover from the 2011 tornadoes and how Ivey took over for disgraced former Governor Robert Bentley. As for a governor's race that's historic right now, APR political commentator Steve Flowers has one in mind.
Folks, since this is a gubernatorial election year, allow me to share an epic governor's race with you. When George Wallace bowed out from seeking re-election in 1986, it appeared the race was between Bill Baxley, Lieutenant Governor, and Charlie Graddock, the Attorney General. It also appeared there was a clear ideological divide. The moderates and liberals in Alabama were for Baxley, and the arch-conservatives were for Graddock. Baxley had the solid support of black voters, labor, and progressives. Graddock had the hardcore conservatives, including most of the Republican voters in Alabama. The Republicans had gone to a primary by 1986, but very few Alabamians, even Republicans, participated. It was still assumed that the Democratic primary was tantamount to election. The Democratic primary would draw 800,000 Alabama voters, while the GOP primary might draw 40,000. So most Republican-leaning voters felt that in order for their vote to count, they had to vote in the Democratic primary. Baxley and Graddock went after each other with a vengeance in the primary. The race was close. Graddock came out on top by an eyelash. He actually encouraged Republicans to come over and vote for him in the Democratic primary. They did, and that's why he won. This was not something that had not been happening for decades. Brewer would never have led Wallace in 1970 without Republicans. Bob certainly would have never won the Democratic primary and thus become governor in 1978 without Republican voters. Basically, Alabama had been a no-party state. We still have no party registration laws, so how do you police people weaving in and out of primaries without a mechanism in place for saying you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent? After Graddock defeated Baxley by less than 25,000 votes in the runoff primary, the Democratic Party did the unthinkable. They convened the hierarchy of the party, who clearly favored Baxley. And they declared Baxley the Democratic nominee because they guessed Graddock had won the primary Republican crossover votes. They paraded experts in front of their committee to testify that Baxley should have won if just Democrats had voted. They boldly and brazenly chose Baxley as the nominee in spite of the fact that Graddock had clearly gotten the most votes. This move went against the grain of the vast majority of Alabama voters. They felt that Graddock, even if they had not voted for him, got the most votes and should be the nominee. Democratic Party leadership sloughed it off. They assumed that Democratic nominee would win regardless. After all, there had not been a Republican governor of Alabama in 100 years. In addition, the Republicans had chosen an unknown former Cullman County probate judge named Guy Hunt. Hunt had no money and no name identification. The Democratic leaders guessed wrong. The backlash was enormous. The bold handpicking of a nominee who had not received the most votes was a wrong that needed to be righted. Baxley did not help his case any by ignoring Hunt and dismissing him as a simpleton. He mocked Hunt, saying he was unqualified because he only had a high school education. Baxley, as politically astute as he was, should have realized that he was insulting the majority of Alabama voters who themselves only possessed high school education. This created a backlash of its own. Well, when the votes were counted in the November general election, Guy Hunt was elected governor of Alabama. This 1986 result gave new meaning and proof to the old George Wallace theory that more Alabama voters vote against someone than for someone. Alabama had its first Republican governor in 100 years. The 1986 governor's race would go down in history as a red-letter year in governor's race. It was truly historic and memorable. See y'all next week.